We are officially 1 week into Rachel Riley's campaign to being the first ever two-time winner in Big Brother history. Rachel Riley got her way with Zay, leaving the house after Kelly surprised a lot of people by winning the Big Brother Blockbuster competition. Let's start things off there at the Big Brother Blockbuster competition. I want to say that was probably the most confusing competition that I have ever watched in my entire life. Typically, I skip through Julie explaining the rules of the challenge, because once they go about their business, it is usually pretty self-explanatory. But this one, there's like a bunch of letters showing up, and then Kelly just hit the button first and ended up being the winner. I didn't really understand this competition, but Kelly did, and that's what mattered, and she ends up getting herself off of the block, putting the house in a situation where they were the ultimate split house. I believe they are more split down gender lines, along with Jimmy kind of being more with the women and Riley doing more of what Catherine is going to tell him during the live feeds. He has been all over her. In fact, I think he also said something along the lines of his job there is to help her win, and the women coming in already had a 9-8 advantage. You know, I kind of called this. I said Rachel is going to come in, work with the women, and kind of steamroll this season. And ladies and gentlemen, we are watching that go down already. The only woman that doesn't want to work with Rachel is Kelly, and Kelly is kind of the ultimate social outcast at this moment. Kelly really only has Vince as a true ally. Other than that, I do believe she is going to be a perennial pawn for the rest of her time in the Big Brother house. Felt like her offering herself up as a pawn to separate herself and Vince puts her in a really bad position to either be a target going forward because she is annoying a good chunk of the house, or she is going to be put up as a pawn because she's already been on the block. So not a good place for Kelly to be, especially because she is on the losing side of the house voting with the men as of right now. The women already had the numbers advantage coming into the season, and now that they ended up getting Zay out of the house, they could be in position to steamroll and ultimately hand Rachel the game. I say hand Rachel the game because it is true. Out of the women on this cast, I mean, we haven't got to know a whole lot of them personally. I mean, we've got to know Amy a little bit and Kelly a little bit from both of them being on the block. We've also got to know Ashley, who is temporarily on the block as well. I think we have seen some positive moments, some positive character moments from Ava as well. And we'll talk more about Ava a little bit later once we dive into those player rankings. But it does seem like my Boston Rob Redemption Island prediction could be coming true here, especially if things kind of stick to the way that they're going as of right now. However, I did like that this wasn't a unanimous vote and there is clear distinct lines in the sand as far as sides of the house, and it was fun to watch the house scramble last year during the BBAI arena. Julie would say, all right, you guys have a minute to strategize, and everybody would kind of just sit down and not strategize. This cast, who is already kind of a chaotic bunch, got to work immediately and started strategizing. I also really enjoyed both Amy and Zay's eviction speeches. Nobody went up there and was like, shout out to my mom and my kids and my dad, and they both went up there, talked about why they deserved to stay over the other person. When Zay ends up leaving the house, Zach took it really, really hard. That guy was emotional. By the end of the week, unlike other Big Brother seasons, you kind of have to break people down by alliance. I think right now it's pretty easy. It's the men plus Kelly and the women plus Jimmy and possibly Riley as well. Right now, the women have more numbers, so these muscle-bound jocks who usually dominate, you know, are a little outnumbered. That's kind of my scattered recap of how this week went, and I think it really kind of paves the way, potentially a woman to win this season. Now let's get into the most important part of this episode, which is the power rankings and going over each tier and where all these players sit after 1 week of gameplay. Again, we have these players broken down into four tiers. We have the potentially next boot tier, the needs work tier, the need to hear more from them tier, the potential threats tier, and the potential winners tier. If you guys do not want to know who wins the head of household this week, I would skip past these power rankings because we are going to be candidly talking about that as we get into these power rankings, because that does affect a good chunk of these players' rankings. So we are going to mention who won head of household this week here in 3, 2, 1. The head of household this week is Jimmy. And I think Jimmy was in a position where he really probably needed to win that head of household, because although he has come around to the fact that he wants to work with Rachel, his blow up on Keanu that was so random and so unnecessary at the veto meeting definitely painted an easy target on his back, and definitely had painted something where he could be thrown up as a potential easy nomination. We're going to be kind of going through these power rankings through the lens of how Jimmy is going to play this week, as well as looking at who is going to potentially be the winner. So we have two players in the potentially next boot tier coming in at dead last at number 16. I have Kelly again. Kelly escapes the block this week from winning the Big Brother Blockbuster competition. But other than that, man, she didn't do herself really any favors. She's pissing off the house. I don't think really anybody outside of Vince looks at her as an ally or as a number. I think Kelly is going to be either the next person eliminated from this house, or she's going to be a potential pawn moving forward. So Kelly, unfortunately, I still do not see the vision of her winning Big Brother, and she could possibly be the next person to go home. And coming in at number 15 and dropping 9 spots, we have Keanu. Now, Keanu has been a real active player, but mostly to his detriment. We've seen on the episodes that him and Rachel have, you know, had a real big emotional moment between the two of them, but him and Rachel have been mostly beefing, and on the live feeds they do not get along. And with Jimmy and Keanu having that most recent blow up, I do think Keanu is going to be a likely target. He also, I was watching the live feeds last night, he also went up to Jimmy in the HOH room and lied to him about keeping Zay. If Jimmy talks to everybody in the house, I think it's going to become quite obvious that Keanu did not do that, and he is lying to Jimmy again. And he's gonna need to win a veto or a BB Blockbuster to get himself off of that block. These last couple of competitions, as we see with Zay not winning either one of them, are pretty equitable competitions. So Keanu's not a shoe-in to win a veto or a Big Brother Blockbuster just because he is a huge, massive man. You know what I'm saying? He could be the next person going home. I think at the very least, he's the next person on the block. In the next tier, we have the needs work category. The people in this tier are either players that need to work on their game or players that I haven't heard a whole lot from these players. I need to hear more and I need to see more. And coming in at number 14, going down 6 spots from my preseason ranking, I have Adrian. Now, I do think Adrian technically is in a good spot right now. I believe he told everybody candidly where he was going to vote, and it didn't seem like it pissed off a lot of people. But he doesn't seem to be in a lot of important conversations. I don't see him a whole lot in the live feeds, and he's nowhere to be seen in the episode unless he's beefing with a washing machine. So Adrian's a guy who I think maybe strategically right now is laying low. Just right now, he's just not doing enough for me to know and to gauge exactly where he is at strategically. But he is somebody who I can see moving up, and I could see a world where Adrian is somebody who is looked at later as a pawn because he is not really in these strategic conversations. If he's not having these talks, people just kind of like him for being a good guy. They're going to be like, well, you know, Adrian, I like you, but we're going to put you on the block. You'll have 2 different chances to save yourself, and that's not a good spot for you to be, Adrian. I think you need to put your foot on the gas just a little bit more, because right now I think you're almost falling into complacency. Coming in at number 13, I have Riley. Riley goes down 2 spots from where I had him in my initial player rankings. He is going to be associated with the women's side of the house simply because of his infatuation with Catherine. I call it an infatuation because I'm not sure if that is a showmance as of yet, but I do know that according to Taryn from Rob Has a Podcast, he is going to do anything he can to help her win. For me, Riley, that doesn't scream that you are going to be a winner. Simply put, I put him above Adrian because he is in alliances like the Burger Boys. He did get pulled into alliances like the Heavy Hitters. He's one of, if not the most well-liked players in the house. I mean, he's the barbecue sauce of the Burger Boys. But I think when it comes down to winning chances, they're not very high, especially if he gets to the end with Catherine. You know, he's going to want to throw his game away for Catherine. But I could be proven wrong because he is a super likable cat. Maybe he turns things around. But as of right now, I'm not too high on the stock of Riley. And coming in at number 12 and dropping 10 spots from her original placement on my player rankings, this is the biggest drop of any player on my list, I have Ashley. Ashley obviously was on the block this week, pulls herself off with the veto, and then I think she ends up doing a pretty good job of fading into obscurity and fading into the shadows and not being heard of very much. And her ally winning head of household this week, I think she is in an even better position than she was last week, obviously. So I think this is a potential good rebound week. Uptick in her stock, even though technically she does go down 10 spots from her original placement where I had her at number 2 on my list originally. From where she started this week with Showergate and all that, I do think she has an opportunity to rebound. And coming in at number 11 and the top of this tier, going up 4 spots, I have Amy. Amy is a player that I am coming around to. I thought during her preseason interview I was going to hate her, but I like her. I like her a lot. I like her DRs. I like when she calls Vince a weenie. I like who she is as a character. However, as far as her gameplay and her chances of winning the game, I'm not high on that. Mostly because she is always going to be attached to Rachel, and unless this cast is super anti giving Rachel the money twice, she is not going to win the game. And I think as far as strategic thinkers go, she is actually one of the better ones. And maybe because we just got to see her actively campaign for herself a little bit when the guys win a head of house, I do think she is likely going to be the candidate to be on the block just because of her association with Rachel. But Rachel's always going to be the target. You know, I'm talking myself into Amy a lot here, but her attachment to Rachel does kind of make me nervous for her because she will be on the block with her if the guys get it. If she gets to the end with Rachel, will they award her the money? But I am high on Amy, and much like Ashley, I do think her stock is rising. Next up, in the need to hear more tier, I'm just going to go over both of these two players here. Coming in at number 10, going up no spots, I have Morgan. And at number 9, going up 5 spots, I have Catherine. Morgan is very active on the live feeds. She is talking to Jimmy all the time, and she is strategizing all the time. Jimmy, who's one of her closest allies, is in power this week. So maybe we will get to see more on the episodes. And I think that that's why I have her in the need to hear more from tier, because while we do hear a good chunk from her on the live feeds, now she's going to be in more of a power position. Let's see how she does. Morgan, I think, is going to be an extremely hot and cold player. And then Catherine, obviously, I have her above Morgan at number 9, just simply because she has that attachment to Riley, and she does seem to be so well liked amongst the house. I think Catherine could be a power player, but we haven't seen enough from her yet to know for sure. So next up, we have the threats tier. These are now the top half of the players remaining. We have 3 players in this tier, and coming in at number 8, going down 7 spot, my preseason number 1 and current HOH, I have Jimmy. Going after Keanu was a little unnecessary. He is somebody who is going to cause a spectacle, which I love, which I enjoy, but that is oftentimes going to be to his own detriment. And I think when it's his time to go home, some sort of extreme way, whether it be a blindside, a backdoor, but as of right now, you know, he's the head of household. It's going to be interesting to see what he does with this power and how he moves going forward. As far as a chance of a winning game goes, I think with now an HOH under his belt, he's not afraid to blow up, and he's well connected. He's connected to the men and he's connected to the women. So I think if he's somebody who gets far, I think he could be a target. Jimmy's kind of playing an all or nothing game, and it'll be interesting to see how he moves going forward and what his HOH week is going to bring. If I had to guess right now, just to throw out 3 names just for funsies, my 3 guesses would be he nominates Keanu, Adrian, and Kelly. You know, he's infatuated with the idea of nominating these bros, but I do think that he has a solid enough alliance and solid enough connection with Zach that he's not going to put him up. Those are my 3 guesses on who he's going to put up. Coming in at number 7, and I'll say my number 6 as well, because I kind of view their games the same. Number 7, I have Mickey going down 2 spots, and number 6, Lauren going up 6. Starting off with Mickey. Mickey is in a good spot. She's close with Jimmy and Morgan, and I think is somebody who does fade into the background oftentimes, but that's better than playing something like Jimmy's game. There's not a whole lot to say about her game as of right now. She has good connections, one-on-one connections with a lot of people in the house. And I think as the numbers thin, you're going to really see Mickey has, you know, not touched a block. She has good relationships with just about everybody. She is a real, real threat in this thing. She's not that exciting right now. But again, as somebody whose stock is constantly rising, Lauren at 6, going up 6 spots. She's somebody who is in a lot of these live feed conversations and has a solid connections with with Zach and Mickey as well. I think Lauren is a better strategic thinker than many in that house are perhaps giving her credit for. Now let's dive into my top five and my potential winner's tier. Starting things off, coming in at number five, going down one spot, I have Will. Right now, everybody's kind of bringing Will into the fold as far as different alliances go. People want to work with Will. It's not often that you see the old person, especially in a cast full of young players, and they want to work with you. But Will is that person, and Will is getting along well with the men. He's getting along well with the women. Now, I have him in the potential winners tier because I do think that he's playing such a good game while being so connected. But I have him at the bottom of this tier because how likely are his winner chances? Probably not super high, but I do think he is well positioned to get to the end, especially if you consider threat level, because nobody's going to be looking at Will and nobody's going to consider him a problem in the end, and no one's going to consider him a problem in the competitions. So I really do like Will and I do like his chances. If you don't have him very high, I think you are underselling Will's potential in this game. Coming in at number four, not moving any spots because she wasn't here beforehand, I have Rachel. The reason I don't have Rachel at number one is because if she gets to the end, I don't know if this cast would reward her a second time. I don't know. I feel as though that they won't. We've seen her have a blow up with Zay. Granted, most awkward blow up you have ever seen in your entire life. And that was only, you know what, 7-6 days into the game. She is teetering on the edge. She is going to blow up again. Probably be worse than that. I think that she is only starting to bubble right now as far as temper. So I think she is going to be pushed to her limit soon. It is good for her that Jimmy has one head of household, because I don't think Jimmy is going to go after her unless he does like a complete 180 from where he was. I just think that Rachel ultimately is going to be too big of a threat come the end of the game, and I think that her temper is going to get the best of her. But if it is one of these seasons, like I said at the very beginning of the video, where the women are going to steamroll the men, I do think that Rachel has a real good opportunity to work her way to the end and maybe win. Coming in at number three, and also not moving any spots, I have Vince. Vince seemed like he was going to have a disastrous first week at a household. At first looked like something that was going to be awful and terrible for his game. Ends up being somewhat of a wash, and it works out for him. And I think he, right now, is one of the more well-positioned players in the game. Jimmy still thinks that he can control Vince. Vince puts Kelly up as far as that strategy being keeping their closeness disguised. I don't really care about that. And he ends up keeping her. He's in the Burger Boys Alliance. He's in the Heavy Hitters Alliance. He's somebody who looked like he was going to have a disastrous first head of household, but I think he ends up actually coming out the other end pretty well placed in the Big Brother house. If I was Vince right now, I would try and lay low going forward. I think Jimmy winning the HOH was very good for his game. Coming in at number two and going up five spots, I have Ava. A duo that hasn't been talked about in the episode is Ava and Will, and they are two players that are really well connected just individually with both sides of the house, I would say. I think Ava right now isn't really in any majority alliance, but she's doing a really good job of laying low, being everybody's friend, and not coming off as a target. She's somebody that could probably coast to the end of the game. It doesn't seem as of right now that she is a huge, you know, 100 IQ thinker as far as the game goes, but I think she's slowly getting it. She's the one that starts the Jimmy and Keanu beef when Keanu goes up to her and says, you know, I think we should target Jimmy this week, and she goes right to Jimmy and tells him that. I'm a huge fan of Ava, and I almost put her at number one. And coming in at number one, I have Zach, because of how well he is liked, because of all the alliances that he is getting thrown into, and him being more than capable of winning competitions, him having that $10,000 veto. You let Zach go far, you let him get to, like, say, final seven, final six. He's a guy that could go on like a Jag run and kind of win out. It might be a little bit too obvious, and it may be the even more obvious answer that it is Rachel. Well, who are topping your list in your player rankings, guys? I want to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below as well. You can like me on Facebook at Troop Talks. Follow me on Twitter at Troop Talks, or like me on Instagram, or follow me on Instagram at Trey Vaughn Pixley. Also subscribe to my main YouTube channel, where we usually talk about Kill Tony and stand-up comedy. We will also have a new episode of the Trey and Treep Show coming out next week on Monday, talking to University of Idaho football coach Thomas Ford. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.